MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Zane Wilson, strategist at Old Mutual Investment Group. Zane, appreciate the early morning inflation target. We have had it since 2000, and I think fair to say it really has worked. The 3-6% band since 2017, the governor's been on the anchoring at 4.5. It is higher than our emerging market peers at this point in time. This really is the window we have now with the low inflation. It's a good opportune time to reduce that target, and I mean, the talk is to 3%, but this really is perhaps our moment to grab it.
Hi, Simon. Thanks for having me. Yeah, 100% correct. I think what you don't want to do is an environment when growth is very strong and inflation is very high to start switching to a low target. But as we're already hovering around the 3%, the cost of that transition on the economy would be much lower. So why not take this opportunity to align with our kind of emerging market peers? And then there are a whole kind of list of tailwinds that come from that. So, yeah, 100% agree. This is the ideal time if Treasury and the SARB can get on the same page.
And that perhaps is the key point. I mean, the market was full of the idea that you know, we know that the discussions had been happening between Treasury and SARB, and they've been ongoing for a year or more. The expectation was happened. The governor then, I suppose we could say unilaterally, although he did say anchoring, not targeting, said 3%. Treasury is still officially at 4.5. It is their call to do it. I saw reports during the week that perhaps Treasury was and SARB were making nice. Have we got any indication of whether they're on the same page and we're going to get something from Treasury?
I think we're reading the same report, Simon, so I don't have any better information than you. I think the risk of not getting alignment is that your inflation expectations don't adjust as quickly, mm-hmm. and that we again lose kind of control of the long end of the yield curve, and that's incredibly important for South African assets. And the kind of price we pay for shares in South Africa, the fiscal sustainability at Treasury. So if there was no alignment and, you know, that transition to a low inflation target, even though SARB kind of pursues a softer transition, mm-hmm. without the support of Treasury, then rates wouldn't come down, the long end would stay kind of steep, and we'd continue to suffer in this kind of fiscally tight, high interest rate environment. So don't know if they'll get there. The indications are that we're closer to alignment than we were a couple of months ago. The market seems to be responding well to it on the bond market, but the equity market isn't. So the dynamic between the two, I think, is quite interesting.
And you make an interesting point there on the long end. And in a recent note you put out, you said that, you know, the data shows mixed evidence around inflation targeting improving growth, but clear evidence that it does lower government borrowing costs. And I mean, our borrowing costs are giant, and it will be a boon for our economy, even if we just get the lower borrowing costs.
I think it will be a huge boon for the fiscal side. I don't think it is enough by itself to drive growth, and ultimately getting growth higher while bringing interest rates down is what we need to do to move on to a more sustainable fiscal path. So I would read it as more beneficial kind of to bonds themselves. So mm-hmm. domestic bonds continue to look relatively attractive. But it is not enough on its own, even if we get alignment between SARB and Treasury to create a very growth-friendly environment. What's going to drive that is the fiscal reform, the reform on Transnet, Eskom, opening up some of the public sector infrastructure to the private sector. And most importantly, getting job growth higher.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I take your point. I mean, for me, I mean, I, you know, being a policy nerd in a sense, it's an exciting point in our country's history to be lowering inflation. But it's you in your note you say, I mean, to what you said a moment ago, it's not a silver bullet. It is one part of a process, but it doesn't sort of solve our woes, as you say, Transnet, unemployment, and all the rest. That's going to be policy.
Correct.
Another point, quick before we let you go, the inflation process. I mean, it really is lower inflation. It in part, you mentioned it earlier. It's around the sort of greasing the wheels. It's around the expectations. Is also a large amount of it, which is why the governor has spent the last 8 years talking around 4.5. Expectations are so hugely important, and low inflation target really feeds into that.
I would agree. I'd also add to it that it's slightly different, maybe in South Africa than you would if you than it would be if you compared it to maybe the US or kind of more flexible economies where we still have fairly rigid labor markets and we have a component of inflation that is being driven by administered prices. So while the link through inflation expectations is important, the actual transmission and how those adjusted price expectations come through in the economy will be slow in South Africa, given our other rigidities. So, labor flexibility isn't what it potentially could be, and administered price has been driven by electricity and kind of municipal costs. Won't adjust because of a low inflation target. So the path will be gradual. Now is the right time, and there are definitely tailwinds, but it is not in and of itself going to get South Africa on a better growth path or a better fiscal path.
Yeah, I mean, it's an important part of the puzzle, but there's a much bigger puzzle, and that is at Treasury's door. We'll leave it there. Zane Wilson, strategist, Old Mutual Investment Group. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.